world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald and News. Here's a preview of stories that you can find in tomorrow's edition of the Herald and News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. A reported illegal drone flight in close proximity to the landing approach path at the Crater Lake Klamath Regional Airport has airport administrators concerned about safety in light of several mid-air collisions with drones and military and commercial aircraft last year. A resident reported a suspicious drone flight near the airport to airport officials, who remind drone pilots regionally that it is illegal to fly within 5 miles of the airport without authorization from the air traffic manager. Other rules include flying only with a visual line of sight, never exceeding an altitude of 400 feet above ground level, and that it is illegal to fly near other aircraft or in proximity to emergencies and flight restriction areas, such as wildfires and emergency response efforts. Klamath Irrigation District Manager John Wolf has voluntarily been placed on administrative leave. It is unclear at this time if Wolf is being paid by the district during leave, overseer of the second largest irrigation district in the basin. Linda Cedar, office specialist for the district, has also been placed on administrative leave. No employees at KID have been dismissed at this time. It's unclear if the placement of Wolf and Cedar on administrative leave are related. Ascending Flow, a new nonprofit mentorship and substance abuse prevention program for youth, will have its grand opening in downtown Klamath Falls at 1001 Main Street from 6 to 9 p.m. during the monthly Third Thursday celebrations. There will be free games, food, and haircuts, as well as live performances by executive director and rapper Talilo Marfil. Youth program participants and local artists Wassa, Wreck the Rebel, Kata, Black Sand, and Johnny Marks will also perform, and graffiti artist Travis McFarlane will provide a demonstration. Klamath Film will host a very special event when Klamath native and 90-year-old Academy Award-winning filmmaker James Ivory will hold a screening of his 2017 film Call Me By Your Name, followed by a Q&A session. The screening will take place at Pelican Cinemas at 6 p.m. on Saturday, followed by a Q&A with Ivory. Co-founder of Merchant Ivory Productions, Ivory has produced, directed, or written over 40 films in a successful Hollywood career spanning more than 6 decades. Earlier this year, he became the oldest person to ever receive an Oscar for his work as screenwriter on Call Me By Your Name, which was also nominated for Best Motion Picture of the Year. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Thursday, August 16th Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. And thanks for listening.